This past week we've been overwhelmed by images from Japan, and I want to talk about our tsunami, when a tsunami strikes. I asked Mihoko if there's some way I could identify with her people, and she gave me a yukata. And normally the yukata is worn with a sash around it that ties it together, but I want to leave the opening open because this shirt is in honor of our folks in memory of Sarah Landauer. And when 9/11 came, I preached from Psalm 46. And when David Dodge's son Dana passed, many of you know David, he asked me to offer this sermon, and I preached from Psalm 46, and it seems appropriate today. So that's our scripture reading. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains make quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. In the service for Dana, I repeated the phrase, Dana is a stream, a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Sarah is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. The holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. I think that's enough. Let's just stop there, if we may. Pray with me as I pray for you, would you? God, we ask your presence. We know your presence actually is already here and is already with the people of Japan and is already with Sarah's family. And perhaps some of us are going through our own personal tsunami. We pray for your grace in the midst of enormous waves that wash over. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. A couple of times Mihoko, who leads our chancel choir, emailed me this week, and she shared one story that she was in the parking lot and somebody came up to her and said, "We feel such a bond with you and your people in Japan, and we're so grateful your family is okay." And Mihoko shared with me how much it means to her to receive the prayers and love of this congregation. And she said, "I feel so honored to be a part of Trinity United Methodist Church. And our prayers and hopes go out for the people of Japan." Our community also experienced a personal tsunami in the loss of this young woman, Sarah Landauer. One of you, Bryce Berger, I don't know if Bryce is here. Bryce is not here today. Bryce dubbed her, named her the Warrior Princess, because I think one of your daughters is particularly close to her and on several teams together. A warrior in the sense of tremendous intensity, and a princess because she's a princess. And last week, leading up to Sunday, a couple of you asked if we could have a prayer time, and then you had to cancel because Eastside. And I just want to say, the leaders of Eastside have been really amazing and fabulous. The leaders of Creekside Community Church, marvelous. Our own youth. And we couldn't do it last Sunday, but I wanted to know if any of you who are with maybe playing on a team with her, with Sarah, maybe go to school with Sarah, or know her really well, would you stand and let us offer prayers for you and just say a word of love and appreciation for your ministry, for care and love for her. Let's pray. God, we surround these young people with our love and reach out our hands of blessing to them. Thank you that in the midst of this personal tsunami for the Landauer family, that they have been there and wept together and cried together and held on to each other. And we thank you for the body of Christ, which transcends denominations and churches, but reaches around. And so we ask your blessings upon them in the name of Christ and in honor and in the memory of Sarah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all. So I wanted to wear this shirt because her favorite scripture verse was Philippians 4:13. And she would write it on her arm when she played. And as I observed and listened, I didn't know Sarah, but as I observed this coming together of young people, it was so powerful to me. Many of our folks wore this shirt to school. I'm a little hesitant to call out one of them, but I, as God would have it, last Sunday I didn't preach. At 11 o'clock I participated in the confirmation class. And one of the people in there was Rachel Deloach. Rachel, are you here? Forgive me if I embarrass you, but honestly, I this is the absolute truth. Not that everything I say isn't the absolute truth. But this is the absolute truth that, the topic Julie had given me was God and Jesus of the Trinity. And I thought, okay, I could talk about God's omnipotence, God's this, that, and the other. Instead, I just sort of opened it up, and Rachel just sort of talked about this whole thing with Sarah. And I swear it was maybe the best, if not the best, really up near the top of the commentaries on the very challenging problem of evil when bad things happen to good people. Rachel, you just communicated that in such a beautiful way that God didn't cause this, we know, but God can work in this, and somehow God is present in directly with the Landauer family through their faith and through the community. And I just was so, can I be proud as the pastor? I was so proud. And I had several learnings of this. The first is, our youth really get it. Our youth really get it. And I'm going to change some of my thinking to think that it's incumbent on me to sort of load them up with things and maybe to step back and want to put them in positions of leadership because they've got a lot that they could teach the rest of us. Wouldn't you agree? Would you say amen? Yeah. Really, we don't say amen. We just clap. I forgot about that. The other thing that occurred to me was, for every one of you parents who wonder, is it worth it to get up early, to come to church, to get my kid to sunlight, to get my kid to youth group, to get my kid to Sunday school? Is it worth it to do whatever it takes to go on ASP? Or if you ever wonder, young people, all that. I just see when parents and families and church work together like this, it's unstoppable what can happen. It's just a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous thing. Never underestimate that. Because when tsunamis hit, you either have the solid rock foundation or you don't. And I'm so grateful our folks do. That was the second thing. The third thing I observed was that faith really matters. Sarah's faith in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that reality of her parents' faith was just so strong and buoyed them up and strengthened them in the midst of this really challenging time. I had a fourth learning, and that is that we Christians need to support each other Christians and stop our sniping at each other. Let me say it differently. Several of the young people wore these shirts to school, and a number of kids would say, "What is that? What is Phil 4:13?" Or let me say it differently. Some of you left the Wednesday evening service, the Ash Wednesday service, on Ash Wednesday, where we put the sign of the cross on your forehead. And I know some of you went to Publix or somewhere afterwards and shared with me later that the person behind the deli counter said, "What are all these people coming in here with stars on their forehead about? What's that about?" And this person who shared this with me said, I wanted to communicate my faith. And so I said, "Well, do you know, have you heard of Ash Wednesday?" "No, I don't know what that is." "Well, what about Lent?" "No." And tried to find a connecting point. Good Friday. Easter. "How about Mardi Gras?" "Oh yeah, I know what Mardi Gras is." Now we laugh, But that little scenario tells us we've got a lot of work to do. It's a different world from which many of us grew up in. And we Christians, we members of churches don't have the luxury, and it's silly for us to snipe at each other over little points of doctrine that we might agree or disagree on. We ought to roll up our sleeves and try to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ to as many people as we can. Oh, there you go. You know, I believe in theology. I mean, I spent half of my life, well, actually no longer half of my life, but a lot of my life studying theology. I think it's incredibly important. I view myself, I put it on our webpage, my position is generous orthodoxy. I believe, as far as I understand it, as far as I understand the historic church, the creed, I try to align my theology with the ancient, the church, the orthodox, historic, classical Christianity, and extend generosity to people who differ than I am. And you know what? Creekside Community Church and Trinity United Methodist Church probably see a lot of things alike. They don't believe in ordaining women, and we do. And you know, we could quibble over that, or we can rejoice in what kind of wonderful church they are. Remember Michael Lucado, I think, what was it? Lizardo, who spoke here a few weeks ago. And the way they surrounded their family. I mean, come on. We have so much more in common. Let's move on and let's reach out. The other thing, in an attempt to find common ground and just the right thing to do, Rolf Hummel and I went to see the Reverend Terry Jones at the Dove on Thursday. I had always been embarrassed when people would say, well, have you talked to Terry Jones? And I said, no, I tried, which I sort of mealy-mouthed tried to try. But Rolf was pretty insistent. He set up an appointment and even put us on their email, which I wish he hadn't. But we went on Thursday, and I will tell you that Terry Jones is far more personable than I thought he might be. We had a very interesting, engaging conversation. I think he could see more ambiguity than I thought he might could see, except he has a theological position and a logic that really sees God's judgment far more than God's love, and so that there's a very narrow group of people who will ever get into heaven, at least as I understand his point of view. And I said, do you still think we're lily-livered, yellow-bellied folks over at Trinity? He said, well, you didn't stand up with us. I said, well, we might have had a different point of view, different perspective. And he said, you know, the Bible doesn't say that much about God's love. I said, well, what about 1 John 4:16, where it says God is love? Well, he didn't take that. We had a good time. I was really doing well. I saw the holster on his gun on his hip and thought it'd be fine not to say anything about that. But Rolf was so overwhelmed that, you know, Rolf, Rolf was so overwhelmed that a Christian minister would carry a gun that he actually asked about it, which caused him to pull the gun out. I said, Rolf, I will say this, and then I'll move on. It's ironic, and I think I'm right about this, it's ironic that Terry Jones' God, view of God, is remarkably similar to the view of God that he hoists upon Muslims. Do you understand what I'm saying? His view of God as a God of enormous wrath and judgment is very similar to how he assumes Muslims view God. And I was struck by that afterwards. I'm praying that our conversation might lead to more common ground. Let me hasten on. I want to reaffirm our common bond with the people of Japan, our prayers for them. And I wonder if some of us today might be going through our own personal tsunami, with pain or sadness, with a 30-foot wave washing over you for whatever reason or another. Or one more tsunami. This past Wednesday night, the group from Nicaragua who were involved with the well drilling for a community of 500 people As they were sharing, somebody rang a bell every 15 seconds. Because in memory or in symbolism of every 15 seconds, a child dying somewhere in the world through preventable causes. 26,500 children a day, a tsunami of immeasurable proportion. And I just want to celebrate with you that this congregation and that group of people, because of this congregation, brought clean water to a community of 500 people. And another family is working through this year to do the same. And there'll be another well through that effort and through this church and other things. Helping change the world one well, one village at a time, one family at a time. Yesterday at our great day of service, many people went different places. I went over to Kids Town at Faith United Methodist Church. And they were building a ramp and doing some cleaning, and they had a list. And so I set about to clean the blades of a ceiling fan, which were very dirty. And I cleaned four of them, and the fifth one I must have hit it too hard, and sparks popped, and electricity went off, and Bill Herring and others thought, why did you bring him here? Thanks, Bill. I'm just trying, you know. Bill was going to fix it. He couldn't quite figure it out. But an electrician will come on Monday. And hopefully, what's so funny? Hopefully, it'll be fixed like that. The truth of the matter is, there's some challenges in that part of the city that can't be fixed quite like that. But there are faithful people who week in and week out, at Kids Count, at other places, are trying to make a difference in people's lives. Japan will rebuild. They'll do it by that same stoic sense of community and willpower that they've done it over the centuries. And they'll do it one shop and one life at a time. The Landauers will never be the same, but their faith will carry them through in the love of their community. And so each of us, and each of us in some measure has a call upon by God upon our lives to love our neighbors in a way that one life, one home, one day, one step at a time will change the world for good. May God bless your efforts as you do it. Would you pray with me? God, we do pause to pray for the people of Japan. We thank you for Mihoko and the conduit between us and them. We thank you for our common bond with humanity that transcends borders. We thank you for the call upon the Christian church to go and share the good news of God's love through Jesus. I pray for Terry Jones and his associate, William Sapp. I pray that somehow the love of God might break through in a great way and that we could be friends in Christ. I pray for the hole in our gospel and the ways you're calling this congregation and individuals to be in service in the name of Christ. And I pray now for these elements as we break the bread and drink the cup. And I thank you for our young people, that they get it, that they're there for each other and for those in need. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.